And we do see Kyle Casey leading all scorers with 7. Kyle had a great night last night, I believe 18 points against Columbia. And he's 3 for 3 from the field. So far, a good sign for Harvard on offense. 5 assists on 6 baskets. That is good to see. So a lot of ball movement, a lot of strong, smart passes for the Harvard Crimson so far, starting on offense. As you said, Matt, 3 turnovers for Harvard. Crimson are shooting 6 for 12 from the field. Cornell 5 for 13. Harvard has a 3-point lead here. Folks, this is Harvard basketball on WHRB and GoCrimson.com. I am Scott Reed here alongside Matt Patton. Harvard is looking to clinch at least a share of the Ivy title. They would do so with a win tonight. We're waiting on the score down in Philadelphia, which would mean a 10 loss would send Harvard to the NCAA tournament. Crimson with the ball. Oliver McNally handling things for Harvard. Same 5 in the game for the Crimson as there was before the timeout. This is Casey on the right side. Remember, Kyle's got 7 points already tonight. Miller on the left side now. Casey will set him a screen. Now to Saunders. McNally right side. Driving inside and will draw a foul on Chris Robleski. That is going to be, I think, Robleski's first and Cornell's 3rd.
Cornell playing very physical defense early. It's cost him a couple of reach fouls early on, but it does seem to be keeping Harvard kind of on its heels a little bit, especially that full court press.
And an inbound pass is a lob, and it's a good one to Wes Saunders. He does not convert in the basket, but he is fouled. So that foul will be the 4th on Cornell. That will be on Jonathan Gray, his first. Harvard inbounded again. 10:40 to go, first half. Inside to Saunders again, outside on the perimeter. No foul, and he'll get it to Corbin Miller. Miller inside. Now it's McNally. He's looking in the interior. Finds Casey just inside the arc. Kyle will try to back Sean Miller in. Try to go up and under. Cannot, and it's stripped away. And it will be Harvard basketball. Goes out of bounds. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Saunders inbounded under the basket. Wesley with 7 points last night against Columbia. Saunders at the top of the key. Inside is going to turn it over, or at least, he turns it over. Sean Miller gets credit with the steal, but Jonathan Gray started everything for Cornell. So turnover for Harvard. And the Big Red have it down 3. This is Miller to Robleski. Robleski will look to his coach, Bill Courtney, and will reset things here. 18 on the shot clock. 10 minutes even to go in the first half. Around the horn, this is Gray. Now to Ferry. Ferry for 3. Way too long. Keith Wright the rebound for Harvard. That is Keith's 4th rebound so far here early on. 9:45 to go in the first half. Inside to Casey. Kyle backing his man in. We'll turn around now, get it to Saunders. West hands to McNally. Back to Saunders. Harvard up 14-11, looking to extend its lead. Saunders inside, drives, kicks out. Casey, 4-3. No good, too short on target. But West Saunders is able to hustle for the rebound. Harvard will have a second chance at it. That's the 2nd offensive rebound so far tonight. Up to McNally on the feed from right. Oliver drains it. Keith the assist and McNally the 3. Harvard up by 6. 17-11, Harvard Crimson lead. This is Gray on the left side. He'll drive inside, try to draw contact, cannot, and his shot is no good. Cornell's gone a bit cold from the field, and Harvard's up ahead. It's McNally. Oliver penetrates inside, off the glass, no good, so he misses. Sean Miller the rebound for the Big Red. Fast pace here, Robleski. Spot up, jumper, no good. That was a 2, and Cal Casey gets the rebound. So a lot of missed shots for both teams here in the last minute or so. Cornell has not scored any points in the last 5 minutes. So they hit a bit of a rough patch on offense. Harvard up by 6, 17-11. Casey to Corbin Miller in the corner. Around the Casey screen goes Miller. Corbin, a true freshman out of Sandy, Utah. He'll get it to Oliver McNally. This is McNally's final regular season game. He set the career record for games played by a member of the Harvard Crimson, breaking Jeremy Lin's record. Inside, fades to right. Shot up is no good. Blocked by Etan Chemerinsky. And Cornell has it up ahead, straight to Chemerinsky, misses the one-handed dunk, and the 2nd shot by Gray is also no good. So, timeout Harvard. They want to slow everything down. 8:01 to go in the first half. Boy, Harvard just kind of avoided a potential momentum swinging dunk there by the Big Red, Matt.
Yeah, and, you know, Harvard looked really good on that possession where I believe it was Oliver McNally missed a shot. Wesley Saunders fought for the rebound as Cornell was trying to come back, managed to tip it back to McNally, who knocked down the three, put Harvard up six. But it's lucky the last couple of minutes that Cornell hasn't bit into that lead at all because Cornell's had a couple of very good shots. Harvard on offense has not looked great. Cornell playing very strong defense. Keith Wright just does not look comfortable right now. About the only player who does look comfortable is Kyle Casey, shooting the ball, not really handling it. So Harvard needs to make some changes in its offense to try to be more effective.
And you mentioned the Big Red having trouble scoring. They're only 5 for 16 from the field, and that includes about an 0 for 7 stretch or an 0 for 6 stretch in the last 5 minutes. Harvard will have it. McNally handling things. Christian Webster is back in the game for Harvard. Rivard on the right side. Rivard, Webster, McNally, Saunders, and Wright on the floor for the Harvard Crimson. Under 8 minutes to play in the first half. Harvard up by 6. Rivard to his left to Saunders. West drives inside. Back out to Rivard. Laurent for 3. Yes! And Laurent Rivard hits his third 3, I believe, of the night. And Harvard's up by 9. Ferry tries to answer with a 3 of his own. Is unable to do so. And Christian Webster will get the rebound for Harvard. That's the second 3 for Rivard. He's got 6. McNally also has a 3. Got him confused. Feet inside to right. Tipped away by Cornell. And it'll be Harvard basketball from the sideline, or from the baseline, excuse me, following this timeout on the floor. 7:19 to play here in the first half. Harvard leading Cornell 20-11.